Managing Hodgkin Lymphoma. My name is Dr. Paul Breckelmann, and I am working with the German Hodgkin Study Group at the Department 1 of Internal Medicine at the University Hospital of Cologne in Germany. I'm frequently asked, how do you identify Hodgkin lymphoma patients at risk for relapse or disease progression after transplant? So since patients progressing after ASCT have a rather unfavorable outcome and novel agents are now available for relapse Hodgkin lymphoma, that's an important question. One approach to prevent consecutive relapse after ASCT is to administer consolidative treatment in patients at high risk for progression of disease. The anti-CD30 antibody drug conjugate brentuximab vedotin was compared to placebo in the randomized phase 3 ETHERA trial and provided a benefit in terms of progression-free survival. Likely due to the crossover design of the trial and limited follow-up, no benefit in terms of overall survival was noted. Patients in the ETHERA trial were considered high risk only due to the presence of single risk factors such as extranodal disease. To more precisely estimate a patient's risk for relapse after ASCT, a validated prognostic score might be applied. In a more recent international analysis of more than 1,000 patients treated at various centers in both Europe and the USA, which was presented at ASH 2015, time to relapse equal or less than 3 months, stage 4 disease at relapse, bulk more than 5 or equal to 5 centimeters at relapse, an increased ECOG performance status of equal or more than 1, and an insufficient response to salvage chemotherapy, i.e. less than a PR by CT-based staging or persistent PET positivity, were found to form such a validated score for both progression-free and overall survival after autologous stem cell transplantation. Applying such a score rather than those single factors might help truly selecting patients for such a consolidative approach. In addition, this patient stratification may help to further develop intensified or also de-intensified treatments, which might also be incorporating anti-PD-1 antibodies such as nivolumab within future clinical trials. So thank you for viewing this activity, and for additional resources, please view the other educational activities on managinghodgkinlymphoma.com.